So the Citizens Climate Lobby claims to have their focus be on shared values rather than on partisan politics. How difficult is that right now when Washington, D.C. is so divided?
So what's so great about Citizens Climate Lobby is we look for areas of commonalities, and those areas are the economy, creating jobs, boosting national security, and also saving American lives. And those are all Republican values, and they're all Democratic values, you know, and climate change is not a partisan issue. So it fits in well to their dialogue on what they're trying to do and the dialogue of what the Democrats are trying to do.
Are you finding that people in Washington agree with that assessment that climate change is not a partisan issue?
No. It's turned into a very partisan issue, unfortunately. You know, everybody wants clean air and everybody wants clean water. But private interests have been really successful at taking the discussion and turning it into a partisan issue. And so our job is to take it out of that partisan arena and turn it back into a discussion that everyone can have.
Citizens Climate Lobby is focused on this one solution to climate change that is a national carbon fee. Can you explain what that means?
Mm-hmm. The fossil fuel industry has really enjoyed government subsidies and haven't had to really pay the true cost of doing business. It takes the subsidies off of the fossil fuel industry, and it makes the renewables be produced at a competitive price. So you've created an equal playing ground. And Americans, given a choice between, for the same price, if you could buy your energy from an oil, a source of fossil fuels, or a source of clean renewable energy for the same price, they will always choose the clean renewable energy. So it would bring the production price for renewables down, and they're therefore competitive, and therefore they are, you know, suddenly they're in a situation where we're benefiting from being able to produce renewables and bring our CO2 levels down. This is not a tax. This is a fee placed on the fossil fuel industry to have them pay for the true cost of doing business, because most of their jobs they're doing on public lands, and they're benefiting from using those public lands without paying for the damage that they cause it. So this takes into account the damages that are caused by their business, and then that fee is then returned to the citizens of the United States on an equally proportioned out.
What impacts would the fee have locally?
So Pitkin County itself is not an oil gas producer, unless you look at Thompson Divide, and there's some areas there. So quite honestly, we wouldn't be that affected. Garfield County would be affected because of the coal production that is there and also the natural gas production. So the local Pitkin County resident would get a check and wouldn't have any negative side effects. The Garfield County citizen would see a transition from a coal oil gas-based economy to renewable jobs.
Which certainly would be a challenge. There would need to be a transitional period there.
Yes. And we've come up with some other ideas that aren't necessarily in the renewable energy sector. Ideas like, you know, bringing in more jobs through broadband and bringing in more jobs in other sectors that aren't energy-related sectors that have to do with a stimulated economy.
Often lobbyists are paid by special interest groups, and there's a lot of money involved that involves a lot of funding. So are there limitations that you face in gaining an audience or other elements that come from the fact that you are a grassroots organization rather than a more typical lobby group?
Yeah, it's very difficult. We are up against a really hard, there's a lot of dark money out there that makes it incredibly hard to have any kind of influence. But that power of the individual voice can be just as powerful as that dark money. But it has to be everybody joining together to make it overpower that dark money that's coming in to influence our system.
Ruthie Brown is co-chair of the Aspen chapter of the Citizens Climate Lobby, and I'm Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.